Salient. All right, we have three guests here tonight from the Plot Points podcast who will be recording here 12:30 Sunday. Plot Points kind of actually follows very well from that speech. So what Plot Points does is they look at role-playing games as literature and analyze them as such, which I think is really sweet. I was an English nerd. That's why I opened a comic book store in the first place. English major / English nerd. It's all the same. Ben Riggs, guys.
Ben.
I'm sorry, I'm not Steve.
Way to go, Ben.
We all are.
So I'm Ben Riggs, and I am here to tell you about the 6 weeks in college when I thought Cthulhu was real. So, I went to school in Massachusetts. For those of you who've never been to Massachusetts, people in Boston tend to react to friendliness with hostility. They become very suspicious. So when I moved out there as a 19-year-old, I had a very hard time making friends. And I took that loneliness and I took it to the library. At the library, I, of course, went to the card catalog. And after I had done my work for my class, I typed Necronomicon into the library search. And an entry popped up. And I'm like, well, that's interesting. Then I looked and I saw it's in the specials collection. I had to make an appointment to go visit the book. They gave me special gloves, a piece of paper, a single pencil, before ushering me into a room with locked crates containing tons of books and bringing out this thin gray volume filled with Arabic script. I pick it up, I look at it. Oh, it's all Arabic-y. I can't read. Oh, there's an English introduction. Hallelujah. And the English introduction laid out a story wherein the author, L. Sprague de Camp, says that he purchased this in Baghdad in 1976 and that the first three translators of this volume mysteriously died. The third was the only translator they ever found any sign of after he started translating it. They found his teeth on his ceiling. So he, L. Sprague de Camp, being a strict atheistic materialist, is like, well, this is all totally bourgeois. There's no chance that this is true. So, you know, I'm going to publish this and just put it out there. Even though a friend from the State Department tells me that the Iraqis are releasing this to the West as a form of academic terrorism. They figure that, you know, various and sundry academics in American Ivy League colleges will try to translate it and meet the same horrendous fate that the Iraqi translators did. And this blew my mind. This is the moment when I failed my intelligence role. And I was like, the Necronomicon predates Lovecraft. The Necronomicon is real. Cthulhu is real. Oh, my God. So I did the only thing I thought I could do. Like, it prompted an existential crisis as I'm like, well, if Cthulhu is real, what does that mean for me? So I joined the Kung Fu Club. Now, I break bones like it is my job. My hand looks like a creepy, no one will be able to see this, but a creepy crawly spider. This finger won't bend anymore. I crushed three vertebrae and a teeter-totter. A 120-pound girl fell on me and I broke two ribs. Me joining the Kung Fu Club is not the most effective way of stopping Cthulhu. But I joined the Kung Fu Club, and these Kung Fu geeks were very forgiving of me coming and flopping around their practices and rehearsals and sparring. I stopped going to the Kung Fu Club when a gentleman, he was very advanced, and we're sparring, and he's letting me hit him. I'm like, this Kung Fu thing's pretty easy. Hit. And he just takes me and boom, throws me down, breaking a toe. And that was the last time I went to Kung Fu Club. Now, this is 2 years after I first got email. So after about 6 weeks of just kind of trembling in fear at night, thinking, oh my gosh, God exists and he hates me and he's going to eat all of us one day. I finally go to the interwebs and I type Cthulhu, Necronomicon, L. Sprague de Camp in the primitive search engines of the day. And I find a very handy Necronomicon fact that explains to me that this is a total hoax. and that L. Sprague de Camp, who is a biographer of H.P. Lovecraft, purposely only printed 398 copies of this garbage Necronomicon so that it would end up in specials collections of libraries. So then I joined the theater club and made some friends. And that's the story about me, I guess, failing a couple roles. And that's my story. Thank you.
Thank you, Ben. I am shocked to learn that Cthulhu is not real. I have to go think about this.